Basalt Journal, September 23, 1899. Denver Gossip. The correspondent of the Denver Republican, writing from Colorado Springs, says Nikola Tesla is well satisfied with progress he is making at his experimental station on East Pikes Peak Avenue. He said, when asked as to the truth or falseness of a report that he is soon to go back to New York City, that he has only begun his work here, and that he is not contemplating a return to New York for at least 2 months, with the exception, probably, of a business trip, as short as he can make it. There were two objects that brought him to Colorado Springs. One of them was to develop, perfect, and manufacture a machine by which he intends to transmit messages to Paris next year without the use of wires. The other was to work out a theory on which he has been studying for some 5 or 6 years, that there are electrical currents in the strata of air at various altitudes from which tremendous electrical power can be generated. Most of the electrician's time, since he completed his barn-like experimental station, has been devoted to the development of the apparatus for sending the messages to Paris. As far as the sending of messages itself goes, that stage of the experiment has not yet been reached. "Some years ago," said Tesla, "I discovered the principle that power can be transmitted to any distance without wires. The transmission of messages followed close afterward. And then I discovered a principle entirely new, by which I am enabled to transmit tremendous power to any distance without the aid of wire. This principle had to be worked out so that the amount of power could be increased and the principle made more and more of service. And one of my objects in coming here was to work on that principle and perfect it. I am only at the beginning of my work, but I never was more confident of success. I never fail." Asked if the results of his application of his principle of tremendous forces in the atmospheric strata would be similar to the feat of lighting up a large hall in St. Louis a couple of years ago without connecting the electric lights with wires, he said that was nothing compared with the stupendousness of the undertaking of which he is now at work.